William, we've been talking with you here coast to coast now well over 2-3 years now. You've seen changes on this planet. What do you think is the most profound so far that you've seen while you investigate things?
Well, definitely, I mentioned it before, the advent of the Internet has changed everything. Because, one, it's brought access to information that we've never had before, and this is what is really driving the acceleration of this change. You see, in the ancient world, they had this idea of a crystalline sphere. Imagine a crystalline sphere that is loaded up with all the sacred knowledge of the universe. And the stories indicate that this thought sphere, this sphere of sacred knowledge, crashed to the earth. And in the intervening centuries, individuals have come along and picked up a shard of that mirror or that crystal sphere and said, ah, here is the truth. Here is the ultimate mystery right here in this tiny piece, when in fact that tiny piece is part of a much larger puzzle. And what I believe is happening is that through our quartz crystal-based technology, the computer and the Internet, the extension of it, we are reviving that thought sphere, that original repository of sacred knowledge. And what is going to happen as a consequence of that is that individuals can tune into this thought sphere and in a very short period of time become, if not enlightened, most certainly masters of many different disciplines.
Elaborate a little bit more about the Hall of Records in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea is that the original gods, when they came to Earth, were called the Saba gods, the people of Saba. And when they originally, quote-unquote, landed, they did so at a repository of quartz crystal. And into this repository of quartz crystal, which they called Mount Ida, the root for our word idea, they, shall we say, downloaded all the sacred knowledge of the universe once again into this pure quartz crystal. And the interesting thing is that there is only one Mount Ida on planet Earth that has pure quartz crystal. And it's not in Turkey, it's not in India, it's not in all the places that myth says it is. There's the only Mount Ida that has pure quartz crystal is in Arkansas. And lo and behold, what we find when we go there is a place called Manataka, the place of peace. This was a place where all the tribes would gather. They made sacred pilgrimages to this place. They walked thousands of miles in order to come to this one particular valley where no weapons were allowed, where only the practice of peace was allowed. And it was because of the quartz crystal at this place that the people that live there now and are caretakers of Manataka believe that it was the original fountain of youth.
That's fascinating.
Right, and it gets even more interesting because Hernando de Soto was one of the conquistadors who sought the original seven cities of Cibola or Cibola, the cities of these Saba beings. And while everybody else was looking for these cities of gold out in the pueblos of New Mexico, de Soto was zigzagging around Arkansas looking for them. And it's my belief that he knew about this Manataka location, the place of peace, and the quartz crystal repository that is there.
Can anybody go there?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's right beside Hot Springs, Arkansas, in northwest Arkansas, in the Ouachita region.
Can you chip away for quartz crystals?
You can dig to your heart's content. There are supposed to be 4-mile-long or mile-high and wide quartz crystal points that emerge from the ground in that area.
That's huge.
Enormous. Two of them are visible, and the other two have been located but have not been uncovered yet.
That is unbelievable. What a story.
It's phenomenal.
And what a secret.
Absolutely. And I was honored to have gone down to Manataka back in November to give a lecture on my theories on Atlantis and some of the things we've been discussing this evening. And you know, it's fun because they seem to know a great deal down there as caretakers, and they sit back and they nod and they smile at me. And I know that I'm touching on some of the innermost secrets of this place, but they're not in a position yet to reveal the entire story.
And what color? Quartz crystal, it's kind of like whitish pink. Is that it?
White, yes. Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some other significance. What happens? Can you grind it up?
Well, yes, you can do that. Most people use the points as literally as crystal wands. The other interesting thing there about Mauna Taka is the water that comes from hot springs is thought to have a healing quality.
Yeah, very medicinal.